You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine. Boy, that was abrupt. It is Saturday night. It's time to let go. It's time to eat snow, except there's no snow. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. I will be with you for the next 2 hours playing the best classic rock that you have never heard. By which I mean, if you like classic rock on commercial radio, you will love my show, because there's all kinds of music you haven't heard before. You won't know the things by heart. You'll hear some bands whose work you know, but you'll hear songs by them that you've never heard before, as well as classic rock that never gets airplay, bands that never quite made it, bands from different countries. Tonight we are going to hear from Steppenwolf, Buddy Miles, Nazareth. We're going to travel away world and meet faraway bands from faraway lands, like Toad from Switzerland, Pop Messina from Yugoslavia, and Traffic Sound from Peru, all playing classic rock from the classic rock era. Fun stuff, fun stuff, fun stuff. Let's get things started. We are going, we're going back to the year 1974, and the drummer in this band was at one time considered the cream of rock drummers. Dig it and dig it deep.
I'm gonna get you back. It's just a matter of that. This is one great. advice. Don't mess around with me, girl. I got a grip just like a vice. Give me more. I need more.
seconds seem like hours. The night is so long. The night is so long.
That was Stoned Silence from Ram off of the Where? In Conclusion album from 1972. Those guys were from Long Island. The disc is actually Where? Question mark In Conclusion. That is the name of the album. Before that, we were in the UK for a band called Sammy with a song 70 Days off the Sammy album. From 1972, Nazareth gave us Revenge is Sweet off of the Expect No Mercy LP. That was on vinyl, gang, as God intended. That album's from 77. Nazareth, of course, are from Scotland. Thundermug from Canada gave us Janine off of Ta-da! That's with an exclamation point from 1974. And we started that set off way back when with the cream of rock drummers, Ginger Baker, and Baker Gurvitz Army, Love Is, off their self-titled album, also from 74. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We will be together another hour and a half, gang, listening to the best classic rock that you have never heard. Like everything I've just played, you've never heard any of it. You haven't! Come on, where are you going to hear Thundermug? Except, well, in Canada, you probably heard it. They were really popular there. See, there was classic rock all over the world, but because of various reasons, business reasons and all kinds of stuff, a lot of it never got out of its own little country. You combine that with the fact that for every band that made it, there were like 100 bands from the same area that didn't quite make it for a variety of reasons, but they all recorded. So I bring you all that stuff. I give you a broader context of what we celebrate as classic rock. Thank you. I am off my soapbox. We are going back to Canada right now. We are going to the year 1976. And let's see, what can I tell you about this guy? This guy, legend has it, there are two stories. One is that he was in a bad car accident and while in a coma was visited by the spirit of Jimi Hendrix. Another version is that he ate a lot of acid and was visited by the spirit of Jimi Hendrix. But I believe the truth is that he was just a very talented guitar player who liked Jimi Hendrix, as you will hear very soon. And as I say many times throughout the show, dig it and dig it deep.
A sound I thought I knew. It touched me through tired skies. My feelings just as blue. Well, I faked a laugh at first, and then the laugh was on. Looked outside, I felt maybe it would rain. Maybe it would rain.
gently caress my mind with thoughts of loving you, babe. But I have turned my face and found that
shaking my nose. And I'm screaming, but I don't know why. Don't wanna think about it anymore, because I'm glad. I'm playing ping pong, I'm saying so long, and I love you, baby. Thinking of the sun, so I'm waiting.
Steppenwolf on vinyl, kids, as God intended. That was Gang War Blues off of Slow Flux from 1974. Also from 74, Damon with Entrance to Hell off of Entrance to Hell from 1974. Those guys were from the UK, the mastermind of guitarist John Ducan. Prior to that, we were in Switzerland, kids, for Toad with Thoughts off of Tomorrow Blue from 1972 with the fabulous Vic Verdzit on screaming guitar. Prior to that, we were back in Canada for Mahogany Rush. It's Begun to Rain off of Mahogany Rush 4 from 1976. And yeah, Frank Marino, the guitarist for Mahogany Rush, there's all kinds of folk tales about, you know, why he is so Hendrixian in his playing. Was it too much acid? Was it a coma? Or was he just really into Hendrix? I think we all know the answer. Moving right along, you are listening to Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. We will be together for another hour and 10, gang. And then Belinda comes in with Bubbles in the Think Tank. Two of the silliest hours that you will experience anywhere, anytime in your life. So stay tuned for that. You are, of course, listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5. Freeform radio, kids. That's what we love. That's why we're here. And that's how you get the wonderful variety of musical programming on this fine Saturday evening. We are going to keep things going. We're going to do some traveling. We are going to Yugoslavia. Did you know there was a classic rock scene in Yugoslavia? Well, there was, back in 1973. So if you were in Yugoslavia in 1973 and you wanted to get down to some classic rock, and I mean get down to some classic rock, you probably listen to this.
bullet for your boyfriend.
Guns, guns, guns.
Eagle all gone and no more caribou.
Guns.